With that, I call to order this meeting, subcommittee meeting of the Administration Finance Issues Committee of the Orange County Water District, Thursday, February 15th, 2024. And with that, Madam Clerk, would you please conduct a roll call?
Roger's logging in. I'm going to wait a second. Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes, I'm present.
Director Nguyen? Director Mezqua?
I'm present.
Director Meeks? Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Wigand?
Here.
Director Bilodeau? Director Sheldon? Director Tran? Director Green?
Yes.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay.
Chair Yeo?
Director Whitaker, were you chairing the meeting? Go ahead. Sorry, I was scrambling to find my charger. My laptop shut down on me. Sorry, I'm a little late. But I'll chair the meeting. Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, and sorry for the disruption. So, yes, Mr. General Manager, do we have anything received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay, thank you. Any visitor participation? Don't see any. All right. So moving on to our consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 4. Any directors wish to pull any items for discussion?
If not, I would move approval.
Second.
Okay, we have motion and second. Roll call, please.
Do you need my vote on it? Just on the minutes. I wasn't a member at the time.
So it's up to you. Maybe it's on consent. If you want to be noted as having abstained from that item, you can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Wigand?
Aye.
And Director Green?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0 with Director Wigand abstaining from item 1.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So in front of us, we have matter for consideration item number 5, budget actual, second quarter 23-24 fiscal year. John?
I'll pass it off to Randy. And
I'll pass it off to Moso Choa, who will I'll present the 6 months budget to actual.
All right.
Good afternoon. Presenting our operations budget to actual for the second quarter, December 31st, 2023. So we've completed the first 6 months of the fiscal year. Next slide.
There's a delay. Sorry.
Yes. Okay, this first slide here is our summary of our operating expenses budget to actual. So we have our 6 operating expenses, our revised and approved annual budget for the year totaled $169.3 million for the year. We've completed half the year for 6 months. Our total operating budget is $82.3 million. And our 6 month actual expenses came in at $76.7 million, which left us about $5.7 million less than planned for the 6 months. And I'm going to highlight where you see the red check marks. I'm going to discuss the general fund, the debt service, the R&R fund, and the water purchases. I'll go into further details on the next slide of how we became less than planned. Next slide, please. So first is our general fund. This is our 21 department expenses. Those came in about $765,000 less than planned for the 6 months. And 2 departments primarily made up its variance. Our hydrogeology department was about $500,000 less than planned for the 6 months, due to lower costs in our professional legal services related to the North and South Basin. So those actual expenses will probably be billed later in the year. Our natural resource department, we're about $260,000 less than planned for our professional services related to feasibility studies in the district. And then we also have our water production department. They were more than planned, about $971,000. And this is due to our electrical costs for the operations of the GWRS plant. That was about $1.9 million more than planned for the 6 months. Next slide. Our debt service is about $2.3 million less than the budget. And this is primarily due to our variable rate debt. We have our variable interest rate budgeted at 4%, and the actual came in for the average of the 6 months about 2.18%. Our replacement and refurbishment expenses came in at $1.6 million less than budget for the 6 months. And because we annualize our budget, the Santiago pump station repair budget for the 6 months is at $1.7 million. And so far, the 6 months, we have no expenses for that project because it's expected to start early 2024. So we should actually see some of those expenses coming in next quarter. Our water purchases is $1.2 million less than the budget. And due to the elevated basin water levels, it required us to purchase less water to inject in the Alamitos barrier to help hold back the seawater intrusion for the first 6 months. And then this slide here is our operating revenue sources, budget to actual. So here you can see all of our revenue sources. Our 6 month budget for revenues totaled $110 million for the 6 months, and our actual came in about $11 million higher of $121 million. So I highlighted three of those categories that made up this variance. Replenish and assessments. Our budget for the 6 months on pumping is 140,000 acre feet, and our actual pumping came in at slightly higher, about 148,000 acre feet, leaving us with the 4.4 million more than our budget for the 6 months. Our investment revenues are 3.8 million more than planned. And this is due to the increase in our investment interest rates in the first 6 months on average. And our last revenue here, rent and other, we came in at 2.9 more than planned. And about 3.2 million of our annual annexation revenues, we received those in the first 6 months. The whole year, we received them in the first 6 months.
I don't know if I can get our chair's attention. Now, Mr. Chair, I have a quick question before we proceed.
Yes, Director Ritter.
Thanks. I see how symmetrical it is on the six-month budget, and so that's fully accrued with all these expenses, right? In other words, it varies from the actual. So, but I just had a question on the capital investment, the multi-year capital investment on our budget, like the six-month year-to-date budget. Do we make any adjustments to that, or is that just simply a calculation, again, evenly across that span?
The budget or the action?
The budget.
We straight line the budget.
Okay. So when you do have multi-year, it can really distort it, right?
Yes. Okay. It is over from year to year.
Right. Okay. That's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hey, thank you. Melissa.
Yes, so this concludes my presentation.
Okay, so we're at the end of the presentation. Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Ochoa?
One more question of you, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
How does it look as far as our electrical power projections going forward? It seems to have exceeded what our budget calculation was. Is that going to continue, or do we see any adjustment in the future in the reduction?
It's only increasing. And then the plant two water that we're recycling now has more higher salinity, and it's requiring more pressure. So that's driving up the electrical cost also. just the cost to treat that water.
But the rents themselves have come up.
And Ben, you have something to add there?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say for the four bay, with more water, we're more pumping. So we're going to be well over our budget at the four bay as well.
You might mention that the rate has held. The rate we're paying is good. It hasn't really gone up that much.
Then that's more bad news.
But our usage has gone up tremendously.
Yeah, we're over $2 million a month now.
I don't expect the rates to hold very either. Do we have any kind of a contract or anything that would help keep that lower?
We do have the one direct access rate, but it's only a percentage of the total power that we paid. So we're pretty much at the mercy of what happens with Edison. Yeah.
Well, thanks. That's helping them to understand that a lot better. Appreciate it.
Are we one of Edison's highest customers?
We have to be up there. I'm not sure what we do.
Yeah.
That's all, Mr. Chair. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Director Whitaker. Any other questions or comments for Ms. Ochoa? No, thank you. I did notice that new general manager, we have a new look for that report. Used to be much smaller fonts. Now it looks much easier.
I've been joking with Melissa, but, you know, the last couple of days, I like her bigger fonts.
I tried to increase it a little bit.
We all appreciate it.
We all appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, so we're finished with the discussion. The recommendation is agenda is for February 21 board meeting. Do we need a motion for this?
Yeah, just receive and file. It'll be a motion to receive and file.
Yeah, I make that motion.
And I'll second the motion. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Green?
I think it's trans. What?
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Okay. That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 6, is information item monthly cash disbursement report.
That information is contained in the packet, Mr. Chair.
Okay, very well. Thank you. So I would put items 1 through 6 all on the consent calendar for the February 21st board meeting. With that, any director's announcement or reports? Okay, seeing and hearing none, General Manager?
And nothing to report.
All right, well, thank you very much. That was a very short meeting. Thank you again. We're adjourned until next month. Thank you.